political science. The Bush and Kerry campaigns differ on many science issues, expanding stem cell research, for instance. Mr. Bush wants limits. John Kerry wants to expand that research. Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke with our regular Thursday science guest, Ira Flatow of NPR Science Friday.
Ira, let's start with the stem cell issue. This is going to be a big one, right?
Well, you know, it is, Noah, and it is one of the issues that polling shows crosses party lines. It is not being, you know, people who are sitting on the fence, you know, swing one way or the other depending on how they view this. Therapeutic cloning, it has shown to be a real divide between the parties. You know, therapeutic cloning is where you have this tiny embryo. It's really a cluster of a few dozen cells, and the stem cells are extracted for therapeutic treatments. And this has really been successfully done by South Korean scientists this year. And just yesterday, the British government granted the first license for therapeutic cloning. So the issue is so divisive, I think, that opponents have already created a red meat phrase for therapeutic cloning, dubbing it clone and kill. And the online magazine Slate pointed out that Kerry mentioned the word stem cells in his acceptance speech 20 times. And that's more than he mentioned unemployment and abortion combined. So you can see how important the Democrats feel this is going to be.
And what are some of the other scientific issues that may influence voters this time around?
Well, global warming's got to be certainly one of them. And global warming has lots of little sub-political issues in it. For example, there's the issue of car fuel efficiency standards. The Republican Congress refused to raise the miles per gallon standard for autos. Could that be a campaign issue? It might be, depending on whether you want to drive those gas guzzlers or you want to be more fuel efficient. Then, of course, there is the Kyoto Treaty, designed to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. That's been signed by dozens and dozens of nations, except the U.S. The administration said it would not, and Congress declared it dead on arrival. No U.S. signature. And of course, there is a clear difference here, again, between the two parties. And you've got the alternative energy issue, solar, wind, hydrogen. I think the difference between the two parties is more about how the federal government would be involved in bringing these alternatives to the market. And the president has also raised the issue of renewing nuclear power, another hot-button issue.
Yeah, you bet. And speaking of nuclear, what about the issue of dumping nuclear waste inside Yucca Mountain in Nevada? I noticed that John Kerry's been talking about that one this week.
Yes, he did. He pledged on Tuesday that he would not allow Nevada to become a nuclear waste dump, and the issue of where to store all that nuclear waste that's been simmering for almost 50 years, and with Kerry's pledge to... Will Kerry's pledge be enough to win him those four Nevada electoral votes? We'll have to see, because in a crucial tight election, just a few votes may be important.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday, a regular contributor to Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
Thank you.
I'm Noah Adams.